All right, here we go. My name's Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 178 of the world-famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Got my winter coat to one of them in the washing machine. Very nervous, friends. The thing got wet a few times, and it's got a slight hint of this shit's been wet. You know, it's got a stench. It's got a little bit of a little tang to it. This thing's been wet tang. You know what I'm saying? And I can't have that. So I was reading the tag in it, and I thought it was, well, I assumed you have to send this thing off, you know, like professionals, and have it dry cleaned or something. Thing says no dry clean. Thing says wash on cold in a gentle cycle. And I don't know. I've been worried about it because it's a nice, you know, not, I mean, I didn't spend an enormous amount of money on it, but it wasn't cheap, you know, and I don't want to destroy it. So I've been hemming and hawing on this thing. I threw it, finally, after several days of not being able to muster the courage, I threw it in the washer a few minutes ago. We'll see what happens. If I pull out just a wrinkled mass, you know, just a destroyed, we'll see what happens. I hope not. But anyway, never washed a coat before. I don't wash coats. You know, do you? Do you wash a coat? It's not really something I've got too much experience with, but it's got a tang. I can't have the tang. So anyway, wish me luck. Whew. Over the weekend, I got my second dose of the vaccine, and I hate to disappoint anybody, but I had no side effects. Yeah, I know. I can hear the disappointment out there. I get you. Feels like everybody wants people to have. Yeah, they're like, I got the second dose over the weekend. Oh yeah, how'd you feel? Yeah, here we go. All right, rubbing their hands together. All right, let's go. Let's hear it. And they're like, I had no side effects. Oh, damn it! I mean, it feels like they get disappointed. People get disappointed if you don't have side effects, you know. And then after I had no side effects from the first dose. Everybody's like, yeah, but it's that second one. That's what's really going to knock you for a loop. Yeah, I didn't have any side effects on that one either. Oh, damn it. Man. You know. But anyway, I hope I don't disappoint too bad. The only thing I had was, once again, exactly like the first one, I had the upper arm on, you know, my right arm where I got the shot, the muscle inside there, that thing was stinging Saturday night a little bit. Nothing major. I mean, it wasn't like, I wasn't in great pain or anything. Just enough that you really, you know, you can notice it. And then by Sunday morning, everything's back to normal. I'd never had any fever or body aches or any of that stuff. Guy I went with, from my job, he was reporting that he felt fine as well, but then late Saturday night he sent me a text and said he was starting to feel a little, quote, assy. So I don't know what happened with him. I've checked on him today, but apparently he was starting to edge into assy territory. So I hope he's all right. I'll find out today. I'm fine. 97% protected against coronavirus now. Thank you very much. We can't get Tony vaccinated yet. You know, this state of Pennsylvania, it's got to be top five, right? The most corrupt states in the union. It's got to be. I mean, Illinois obviously is number one. I mean, that place is a, you know, that place runs wide open. Probably New Jersey, places like that. Everybody's on the take. Everybody's on the make. Everybody's getting kickbacks. Everybody's got their fingers in the till. Everybody's like making money. I guarantee you there's somehow, some way, there's people, politicians, who are getting money, rich, off of this vaccine. And it's like, I don't know, the stuff, it's a mess. It's a mess, just like everything else they do here. The only things they do good are pizza and snow removal. That's probably not true. It's probably not fair. It's probably wildly unfair. But it feels like those things they shine. Those are the two things that pop immediately to mind. They do really kick-ass job here. Pizza and snow removal. But there's way too much corruption. Way too much. I mean, it's you hear about these places like down south. You just go up to the basketball stadium. You know, they're doing like 3,000 shots a day. Just drive up, you know, bring your insurance card. You're all set, baby. Not up here, no. Everything's all jacked up. So she hasn't been able to get hers, which, you know, I assume eventually in the near and not too distant future she'll be able to get it. The next vaccine I'm going to get is the shingles vaccine. That scares me. I don't like that. I'm afraid of the shingles. I don't like that. I don't like the sounds of that at all, you know? So I think I'm going to get that one next. I'm going to become like obsessed, like addicted. I'm going to get addicted to vaccines, you know? But I'm going to get the shingles. That's going to be next on my list. There's some of those things that I don't really, you know, don't feel like they really pertain to me, like hepatitis and like pneumonia and stuff like that. That doesn't seem like something I really need to rush out to get, you know. But that shingles, yeah, I don't like the sounds of that at all. That sounds like that might hurt me, you know. That might take me down a notch. I can't have that. I had the chicken pox when I was a kid. I had everything. Everything that was going around, I had it. So, you know, I'm a perfect candidate to come down with that shit. I don't need that, so I'm going to get that vaccine next. So, you know, just stay tuned. I'm going to be getting all vaccined up left and right up here. Over the weekend, we went out. After I got my shot on Saturday, we went down to Wilkes-Barre. Went down to the Cracker Barrel for lunch, the traditional post-vaccination lunch. And the place was packed out. I mean, it was crowded. We had to wait 20 minutes. Like wandering around that old country store, you know. 20 minutes. I mean, you can amuse yourself for 10 minutes in there, maybe. But 20? No, that's way too much. I was like bitching over there looking at the moon pies and the vintage sodas and all that stuff. You know, there's not 20 minutes worth of merchandise in there. Not at all. So anyway, they finally called. This place was like teeming with people. I mean, I don't know. They're doing some kind of half-ass. I mean, it's like, it feels like there's like one or two tables in each of those rooms. You know, they have those chambers, you know, those Cracker Barrel chambers. There might be one or two that they don't put people at. And that's what they call, distancing. I mean, it's just packed out. I mean, basically it's running wide open, just like normal, you know, with a couple, two or three tables that they're not using in there. And I didn't bother. I never stopped. I never stopped going out. If there was an opportunity to go to a restaurant or a bar, we took it. I mean, we never. I know people that haven't been in a restaurant for over a year. That was never us. If there was an opportunity, we took it. It might have been irresponsible. It might have been dangerous. But that's what we did. I told you about that place. I feel like I just talked about this. That place in Myrtle Beach called River City Cafe. This is in October. That place, that was one of the rare occurrences where I felt ill at ease. You know, I didn't feel too comfortable in this setting. It was that thing. Every table, and the tables are like right beside each other. I mean, you're just packed in there, back to back, shoulder to shoulder with a bunch of strangers. Everybody's roaring. Everybody's drunk. Everybody's eating beef. There's a lot of beef eating going on. Everybody's like swigging alcohol, laughing, telling tall tales, lies, you know, wild exaggerations. The place is just a uproarious raucous, you know. And it's just like you're just packed in there at the height of a pandemic. I was like, I don't know about this when we were there. So I don't feel super comfortable with this. That was the only time during the whole thing where I felt weird about it. But and I never really got too hung up on it. You know, I tried to be careful. I mean, I'm not a maniac, but tried to be careful. But I didn't. I didn't want to change the way I live my life. You know, I tried not to. Anyway. So that we did that. Meatloaf dinner. It was good. I only got two sides, which seems like a crime against humanity because I don't know. I think I just had this conversation with somebody. I said, "Why? What kind of maniac would go with two sides when three sides are available?" But I felt like I was under the gun. I felt like I didn't have any choice. And sometimes I make a mistake and order coleslaw. And then I don't eat it because it's not very good. They don't make very good coleslaw down there at the Barrel. So I don't know why I keep ordering it. In theory, it sounds good. And then I get it and I don't eat it. And then last time I ordered, pinto beans or something. Those things weren't any good either, you know. So I got burned a couple times with the third side. And I felt like I was under pressure. I didn't have time to really do many prep work on my order. So I just went with the green beans and the mashed potatoes, and it was perfect. It was, like, perfect. I got some sweet tea. It was good stuff. Then we went out shopping for furniture. Went down to some furniture stores in Wilkes-Barre. And, I don't know, that was quite an experience. I don't know. Have you seen these, like, couches and chairs that you have to plug into the wall? You know what I'm saying? They have, like, a cord. They have a power cord. It's like a couch. In fact, there were signs that said they were described as a power couch. Have you seen these? I mean, you can plug these things in. You plug in your couch, and the thing's got like I don't know what the hell it does. It has like a you can charge your phone on there. You know, I think it has like a refrigerator built into it. Maybe. I'm not sure. I think it has a fleshlight. I don't know for sure. I mean, I didn't do too much investigating, but it's got a cable that runs across the floor. I don't like that. I mean, we went to two of these big sprawling furniture stores, and then we went to a Lazy Boy, which is expensive. Have you ever been in one of these things? It's like what the? There was a, I mean, admittedly, this is the most expensive one that I saw, but they had a $3,500 recliner in there. $3,500. For just a recliner. I was like, what the shit's this? So it's a little bit more upscale than some, I know Lazy Boy, people think of that as like some kind of, you know, white trash or something, but it's not. It's expensive stuff. But so anyway, we were in there and this guy was like, he goes, what I'm looking for is I want something that vibrates, heats up. Like, why would you want a cat? Was it? I think he was looking for a chair. Why would you want a recliner that heats up? Man, you get roasted alive. You sit there, you get trapped in that thing, can't get up, and the thing's just like some kind of malfunction, and it like heats up, and it's like roast your ass sitting there. I don't know. Who wants a couch or a chair that heats and vibrates? He goes, I want that lumbar support. I want the massage feature. Guy goes, sir, I don't even know if they make. I've never even heard of some of these things that you want. You know? And he goes, no, we don't have any of that stuff. And he was like, what the? He goes, I thought this was supposed to be top of the line. He goes, yeah, but that's like low, that's like, you know, that is white trash, you know? You know? He didn't say that, of course. But that's what I could hear it inside of his head because I have a tuition. I have that mental, what is it, tuition? That's something that professors have. Mental intuition. Intuition. There you go. Anyway, he's like, I want something that vibrates. I want something that, you know, that I can, I don't know. But these things have, like, all kinds of shit built into them. They have, like, a George Foreman grill built into them, like refrigerators, I think. You can make, like, a rotisserie. Like, it's got some kind of snack compartment. It's got, like, all kinds of compartments where you can hide all your snacks. I don't know. I mean, is this necessary? What the hell, man? This is just a chair. I mean, why do you have to have that shit built into your chair? I mean, that is, if you talk about lazy sackism, they have this in other countries. I mean, are they doing this shit in the European Union? You know, they have couches and chairs that have like snack compartments and vibration and heat and places where you can plug in your electronics and, you know, a place where you can like stick a rotisserie chicken in there. Like a sandwich, like a cooler, you know. I mean, you stick a hoagie. It's like got a hoagie hidden into the armrest of this thing. I mean, what the hell is this? It's like, and the guy's like, I want to, you know. He's like, got this long list of all these ridiculous things. The guy's like, I'm not even familiar with any some of these options that you're asking for. I don't think they exist. So anyway, we went around, and last weekend we went and looked at furniture, and everybody's like bugging the shit out of us. All right, you know how like they come up and they're like, "Oh, it's a little cold out there." Yeah, you know, they always start out with the weather, you know, and then they're like, "If there's anything you can, my name's Tom, and if there's anything I can do, you know, just help yourself. You just walk around, just take your time, you know, enjoy the showroom." Next thing you know, Tom's up your ass again. Hey. See anything you like? It's like, it's been 3 minutes, you know? Give us a little bit of space, man. God. Like, you can't go in these furniture stores without these people, like, bugging the shit out of you, right? So then we go down to Wilkes-Barre, and nobody asks if we can get help, you know? And I'm like, what the hell's this? You know? I'm never happy, you know? Like, what's wrong with us? Yeah, I don't want them to bug me. I don't want them to ask me. I don't want them to be up my ass, you know. But then if they're not, then I'm like, what's the story with this? We're not good enough? You think we're not serious about buying this furniture? You know, what is this? You know, so I'm never happy, you know. So we went to these two big sprawling stores, and they have better prices down there, at least at the two stores we went to. More reasonable. We'll probably get all new living room furniture in the next few weeks from one of those two stores, and that'll be good. And we'll have the other stuff thrown into a landfill where it belongs. Good riddance. It's been, I don't know, 17, 18 years probably. That shit's well past its expiration date. But anyway, that's what we did. What else we got? Oh, you know, this jacket that I am washing, this thing is full of static electricity all the time. I'm going to put that thing in the dryer just for a few minutes. If it comes out and it's not just a ball of wrinkled fabric, I'm going to put it into the dryer for like half a dry with some dryer sheets, try to get that static electricity. That thing is like, man, that thing is crackling. It's full of static electricity. The other day, I put that thing on, and I don't know, I was getting ready to zip it up, you know, and I touched, like I was zipping it up from the bottom up, and I touched somehow the zipper area of my jeans. And the thing sent a jolt of electricity through my wang, like a powerful, powerful jolt of electricity went straight through my wiener, you know. And I can't have that, you know. So I'm going to put that thing in the dryer, try to knock that shit down a little bit, you know. God, that thing, you ever have a piece of clothing that's just crackling? I bet you if you turned all the lights off, I should do this next time it builds up all that. And I should turn off all the lights at night and then film that thing, just start moving it around. I bet it's like, probably looks like one of Elton John's coats, you know? Just like fire shooting off of it, sparks. That thing is crackling, baby. That thing is full of electricity. So hopefully I can knock that shit down. You know, put that thing in the dryer with like maybe two or three of those bounce sheets, maybe knock that shit down a little bit. I can't have an electric zipper on my pants, you know what I'm saying? Also, this weekend I bought another $10 lottery ticket, $10 scratch off. For the $10 scratch off project, I won nothing. I didn't win jack shit again. It's supposed to be the best bet in all of gambling, supposedly. I've played 7 weeks. 7 weeks. So I spent $70. Now it's starting to get disgusting. $70. That's a lot of money. And I won 30, so I'm down 40. You know, this is no good. But you keep saying, well, all it's going to take is to win $500. If you win $500, and then you'll be, you know, you'll never lose money in the whole year. You know, if I win $500, then I'll guarantee to come out on top. But have I won $500? No, I have not. I lose week after week. It's very frustrating. You know, every week I'm like, all right, this is it, $500,000. You know, I'd be happy with $200,000. You know, I'm not greedy, but I don't win anything. I win zero. I win nothing. It's just, ugh, makes me sick. Anyway, you can follow it on the $10 Scratch-Off Project over at the WBSR.com/Scratch-Off. Follow my exploits. Oh, it's exciting stuff, man. Follow it each week. Each weekend, I buy one of these things. I'm going to do it for a year. Wish me luck. All right, I have two phone calls. I'd like to get to those right now. I appreciate these calls. If you want to get in on this, just like these two guys did, you can call the hotline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It's at 570-290-8151. Again, 570-290-8151. It's a voicemail system, so just leave a message whenever you want. Stick that thing in your phone, man. And if something pops into your head, just give me a call. And, you know, you can make a comment, leave a suggestion, you know, whatever. Whatever you want to do. Follow up on something that I talked about in the previous episode. Just and then I'll use it in a future episode as well. So it's a fun way to be a part of the show. So if you want to do that, 570-290-8151. This first message is from our old friend Ian in Scotland, and it's right here.
Hey, Jeff, it's Ian in Scotland here on the Trans 5 Highway, the A92. Just listened to your episode there, and I need to warn you about something. The warning's about the curse of Oak Island. I had read about that thing, the Oak Island money pit, when I was a kid. I used to get this magazine, The Unexplained, so like UFOs and Loch Ness Monster, and the Oak Island money pit was mentioned once. So yeah, I tuned into that, and it kind of mirrors their experience, and they've invested quite a lot in this scheme and got very little out. And I feel like that's basically the TV series right there. And I'm lucky. I stream it, so I don't get any ads. But, man, you can hear where the ads have been when you're watching it. It's like, recently on Curse of Oak Island, and they basically tell you what happened before the ads. After the ads, it's just like there's very little content in this entire production. It's like they could have, I think it's like season 8 or something, they could have done that in like 4 episodes for sure. And like, there's very little stage presence as well, apart from Gary Drayton, the metal detectorist. He's very enthusiastic. He's like, oh, hey, I like that sound, beep, 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 beep. And it's like a nail. Things up a nail or something again. So I don't know. I'm out. I'm finished. I don't care if they find what they've dug up. It's too much repeat content for me. Anyway, so you had my jag yesterday, so that's all good. No side effects. So, right, okay, keep up the work, mate. Yeah, I'll be listening.
Thanks, Ian. I love when you're driving. Those are my favorites. You know, I feel like I can envision it. You know, I can envision it. I have a feeling it's probably not. My vision is probably not accurate. But anyway, thank you for calling again. Oak Island, the Curse of Oak Island. At this point in time, I'm almost finished with season 2. I will, in my defense, season 1 only had 5 episodes. season two. So I don't know. I think I have one more episode left in season two, and I see what you're saying already. I don't think anything's happened. I think the only thing they've ever found is like a coin, you know. And they have helicopters. They're like all this high tech equipment. They're doing all this stuff, and they found a coin. I think maybe two coins, you know. And it feels like every episode you're like, all right, they're right on the verge of something. This is it. And then, you know, this thing's been on for 8 seasons. I mean, I know that it's been on for 8 seasons, so they must still be looking, right, currently. So anyway, I watch it, and, you know, it's starting to get on my nerves a little bit. Those two guys, the two brothers, they seem pretty cool. You know, those guys seem like they're intelligent, and some of their sidekicks are good and everything. But nothing's, you know, nothing happens. They, like, drain the swamp. I don't know. They keep trying to drain the swamp. And the frustrating thing about that is they won't, you know, the environmentalists won't let them just pump it straight into the ocean, which is, like, right there. So they have to run it, like, all the way across the island. I don't know. Why you can't pump swamp water into the ocean? I don't know. It feels like the ocean, I don't know, whatever. What do I know about it? Anyway, that thing, I understand what you're saying, Ian. And, I'm only into the second season, and I'm all right. I'm agreeing with you. You know, you're right. The vaccine, you said you got the jab and you had no side effects. Excellent. It's awesome. And, I like your imitation of the metal detector guy. And, I'll keep updating on, my thoughts on the Curse of Oak Island. In the latest episodes that I watched, they were over in Scotland. I don't know. They were over in Scotland. It was raining, and it was miserable over there. But anyway, thank you for calling, Ian. You're welcome to call anytime. I like the ones when you're from the road. I don't know why I like them so much, but I do. So thank you. I appreciate it. You're welcome anytime. Give us a call. This next one is another guy who has called before, Patrick. And his message is right here.
Hey, Jeff, this is Patrick from Memphis checking in again. I just heard the podcast you were talking about, the lady in yellow, the commercial with the epi nose spray or whatever they had. Well, I saw a commercial the other day. I thought I'd been meaning to call and tell you about. It's also about the Charmin Bears, which you've talked about before a couple of years ago. Well, the commercial goes like this. It shows baby bear. And he's sitting on a stool, he's doing his homework, and he can't sit still, he's wiggling his ass. And then it shows him sitting on a couch, and he, like, reaches down, and he's digging for gold, he's scratching his ass. And Mama Bear goes, hey, in not so many words, you got a dirty ass. You need to go in the bathroom and wipe your ass a little bit better than what you've been wiping it. You got a dirty asshole. And so and then it goes, it splits to the real life arms where it shows like how the Charmin wipes the stuff. It's got like these human arms and it's got like some blue liquid, like some dishwashing detergent. It shows how it wipes it off better. And Baby Bear comes back out of the bathroom and goes, like, you were right, Mom. I had a dirty ass. No more dirty butthole. And I saw the commercial, and I thought it was a spoof, man. I was like, what the hell is this, man? I couldn't believe it. It was hilarious. So I don't know. Maybe it's on YouTube. Try to check it out. I think it's right up your alley. Anyway, I thought you might like it. And also, you were talking about the Mocky Ramone. On the Punk Station, this is Monty. Yeah, the dude I work with listens to that, and I like the music on it. But man, yeah, that Monty Ramone, it kind of burns my ass too. That's a little over the top. Anyway, man, enjoy the show. Keep up the good work. It's hilarious. Anyway, have a good day. See ya.
Yeah, you're talking about that ad that I keep seeing in that Curse of Oak Island when I watch it on demand. The woman with the diabetes swagger. Yeah, that thing plays over and over and over and over. And you know what? Another one that they play all the time is some kind of G-pad. Oh, my God. Sometimes they play it four times in a row. Like, I'm sitting there, and it'll play the same Jeep Cherokee ad like three or four times in a row. I'm like, what is this? They're trying to drive me insane. There's so many ads in this thing. It's just loaded, larded up with ads. And it's the same ones, you know? It's the same ones over and over and over. The diabetes swagger, the Jeep. There's some other one with, I don't know, some girl, this young girl. She looks like she's like, I don't know, like 14, playing soccer, you know? I don't know what the hell's going on. Why'd they just like mix it up a little bit, you know? It's the same ads over and over. It makes me insane. Why am I watching this thing? It feels like I'm not liking it too much. I'm not enjoying the, you know, because it's a frustrating thing. They're two seasons in. They found a coin. And now I got to watch the diabetes swagger, some girl kicking goals in a soccer match, and a Jeep Cherokee, you know, over and over. All right. Anyway, that bear, the toilet paper bears, those things blow my mind. I don't remember. He said the baby bear was like wiggling because his ass was filthy. He's like shit caked, you know. Is that what you're saying? He's like, he can't sit still in his chair because he didn't wipe his butthole, as you put it. I don't remember that one, but I've seen the ones where, look, my underwear is not skidded up from waistband to waistband, you know. I've seen those, and every time I see those things, I can't believe it. I'm like you. Like, what in the hell? Like, where have we come, you know? I was a kid in the 70s. They wouldn't even show a toilet on TV. If you watch the Brady Bunch, for instance, they never show. They go in the bathroom. They have that weird Jack and Jill bathroom where the boys and the girls share this thing, you know, this connecting bathroom. There's no toilet in there. Like, what the hell's this? You know, they wouldn't even show a toilet on TV in the 70s, and that wasn't that long ago. I know some of you young whippersnappers think of that as ancient history, but that was like when I was a kid, so it wasn't even that long ago, right? And now we got these guys talking about their skidded up underwear, they got some kind of, you know, their butthole is caked in feces, like, and it's irritating their skin. This is the commercials, you know? And there was this other commercial I used to see. I couldn't believe it. It was for some kind of like, razor. No, I don't know what it was. It was something to do with, trimming down there. And it's these girls standing in front of these bushes. Have you seen this? Do you remember this commercial? And they're like trimming. They're standing there. It's some kind of pubic trimming mechanism. And it's like, you know, some whimsical thing where they're trimming these tiny little bushes, you know. Like, what the hell? In the 1970s, like a toilet, they felt like a toilet was too much for the general public to handle, you know. I mean, just if you saw, you know, I remember when, Archie Bunker, they would have these scenes where you'd hear a toilet flush. And he'd come down the stairs with a newspaper under his arm, and the whole country was convulsing in laughter. You know, it was like this is the most groundbreaking comedy. You know, it's like a toilet flushing and a man walking down the stairs with a newspaper under his arm. The whole country, it was like a phenomenon. You know, the whole country was abuzz about this. You know. And now you got these women trimming their bushes, and you got a bear skidding up some kind of like undergarment, and you know, squirming because of the they don't know how to wipe or whatever. I don't know where we're coming from. If my grandfather, if either one of my grandfathers were to be, you know, reanimated, come back to life, and they see, and they were to spend maybe like a half a day in 2021, their minds would be blown. They would be completely, they'd be like, I don't feel good about any of this. You know, it's crazy. So anyway, I don't know if I've ever seen that one in particular, Patrick, But I get it. You know, I've seen those bears and their antics. I don't really like it all that much. Concerns me. And the Marky Ramone, yeah, that guy's over the top. He's like a walking, talking cartoon. You know, he's a bigger cartoon than that asswipe bear, right? I'm Marky Ramone. You know, I like the music on there though. I was listening to it a few minutes ago. They were playing the Rollins Band. It was really it was pretty kicking. So anyway, thanks for the call. You guys call in, and some if you want to be on the show like Ian and Patrick, 570-290-8151 is the number. And if you want two of these episodes every week instead of a measly one, and I don't know why you wouldn't, you can do that by signing up for a $4 or more monthly donation, patronage they call it, over at patreon.com. That's Patreon, patreon.com/JeffK. Just sign up, put it on a credit card. It comes out the first of every month, and you won't notice it because it's $4. It helps me a great deal, and in return, as a thank you, you'll get an extra episode of this podcast every week. Every week. Did you hear that? I don't want that to get past you. All right? Every week, get an extra episode just for doing a $4 monthly donation. So that's a great deal. So if you want to do that, do it today. Patreon.com/JeffK. And if you want to send me an email, send it over to surfreportpod@gmail.com. Someday I'm going to open that baby up and see what's in there. It's been a while. I don't know. I got some kind of mental block on that deal, you know. I feel like when I open it, I'm going to feel guilty, so I just keep putting it off, you know. Anyway, that's the address. And we're at the end of this thing. Hope you enjoyed it. I will be back later in the week with the Patreon episode. Until then, you guys have yourselves a fine, fine day. I'll see you. Bye.
You were right, Mom. I had a dirty ass.